Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf ayin beis Baba Basra 172. In today's daf yomi, the Gemara tells us the following practice that both Rav and Rav Huna would instruct the scribes of their court. So said Rav to his scribes, and said Rav Huna to his scribes, ki kaimisu bishile, if you are in a place, in a town that is called Shile, and that is where you are writing the contract, whether it's a contract about a gift or about a sale or about a loan, then you need to write in your contract, Kitfu b'Shile. The contract has to state that it was written in Shile. Ve'afogav demisiran l'chumili b'hine. Even though the matter in which it was discussed, in which the transaction actually took place, was in a different town that might have been called Hine, you still have to make a point of saying that the actual contract was written in Shile. And so too the reverse. Ki kamaisu b'hine, kisfu b'hine. Meaning to say that you need to make a point of saying if it happened in Hine, that it was written in Hine. And so this is something that seems to be totally insignificant. Why does it matter where you are writing it? If you're writing it in, if you're writing the contract in Shile, if it was done in Hine, why do you have to make a point of specifying that it was written in Shile? And the point is that if you don't write where exactly it was written, then it will look false. And so as a result of this, since we don't want there to be the assumption that it was written in Hine, if that's where it took place and you were writing it in Shile, you have to specify. And so indeed Rashi in Sanhedrin, Rashi to the Gemara, when his commentary to the parallel Gemara, which appears in Sanhedrin, writes that if you don't do this, you just wrote the place where it took place, and you didn't write the actual place where it was written, Rashi says it has not invalidated the contract. This is just, what Rashi says, is Eitza Tova, good counsel, so that other witnesses can't come and say, oh, how could you have been in Hine on this day, because the assumption that the contract is that it was written in Hine when we saw you in Shile, and so therefore it's good counsel to make sure that you tell all of the facts, even though it's not necessary, but it's to prevent you from your testimony being impugned. However, the Ritva says no, that indeed if you did not write where the contract was written and you just wrote where it took place, then indeed the contract will be invalidated. And that is how the Ritva rules in this manner. So what we're discussing here is something that basically is being sure to be honest about a fact, which seems to be unnecessary or really irrelevant to the relevant facts of the matter, because the contract would anyway say that the transaction took place in this town, and that is accurate. It's just a question of where the scribes actually wrote it down. In this context, the Yad Ramah says, of course, you can't say that the writing took place in Hine if it took place in Shile, because of the verse from the Torah, which it states in Exodus 27, verse 7, Midvar Sheker Tirchach. You have to go out of your way not to tell a falsehood. And so therefore the Yad Ramah says that if you were going to write that you wrote this contract in Hine when actually you wrote it in Shile, then you're in violation of this falsehood, even though it's not doing any harm, and even though it's totally incidental to the matter. So there is a dispute amongst the poskim to what extent we say it is a prohibition to lie about something where there is not a monetary loss, and where you're not testifying in court, and where you're really not damaging anybody else. So is this still within the biblical prohibition, or within the concept of the Torah of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, or maybe it's just a rabbinic prohibition, or maybe it's not even a rabbinic prohibition, maybe it is just what's called a good behavior, that it's a good behavior to tell the truth. So, you know, we might think about this. Let's say somebody's telling a story and they're embellishing their story, and it's just to get laughs out of people, but it's just not true. Is that still a prohibition? So Yerayim, Rebbe Lezer of Metz, writing in the 12th century, writes that with respect to the prohibition of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, he says you need to be very careful about this prohibition. However, if the falsehood that you're saying is not going to harm anybody else, then it is not a biblical prohibition. because he says the biblical prohibition is only if you're damaging somebody else. And so therefore, if you're not damaging anybody else, it doesn't fit under the rubric of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So too the Rambam rules that there is no prohibition from the Torah just to say something which isn't true if it's not going to damage anybody else. And indeed, when he writes about the prohibition of a falsehood in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches, he says that you're not allowed to deny loans or deposits that you have or money that you owe to another person. But just to talk in general and not really harm anybody, that, he says, is not contained within that prohibition. However, there are many poskim who disagree, and they say that the prohibition of Midvar Sheker Tirchak is indeed a biblical prohibition, even as it relates to matters which are not harmful to anybody else. So the Sefer Charedim writes that it is a positive commandment to speak the truth, afilu b'milei d'alma, even just in general. In just general conversation, even when there's no concern that it could lead to money. And so too, that is how the Nitziv rules in Emek HaDavar. He writes, there is a mitzvah al beis din asara zubiyoser, that this commandment to tell the truth is found in a greater extent in a court. Mishum hachik siv parasha beis din. That's why Midvar Sheker Tirchak is found within the paragraph that relates to a court. But that means it's a prohibition on everyone at all times to always speak the truth. That is the opinion of Nitziv and Sefer Charedim, which seems to be not a universal position, but everybody says universally, of course, it is good behavior to always tell the truth. The question is it a biblical prohibition if you're just speaking in general?